Before that, to something that lives here right now. Victoria's been out on the water with Murdoch University PhD student Delphine Chaban, who studies the population of the 25 or so bottlenose dolphins that live in the Swan and Canning rivers right here in the middle of Perth City.
Hopefully we're going to see some dolphin upstream. So we just came back from downstream and we didn't see any. But the Swan Canning River Park is big enough to have a chance to see them today.
Exciting, right? Well, let's go.
So using the dorsal fin and photo identification, we can recognize each individual so that we know which individual associates with another one. The bottlenose dolphin associate with a typical individual. Generally, you will see a group of male together and group of female with calves together. So that is something that I'm looking at. First of all, we're trying to... we have dolphin.
Oh, that's amazing! Oh, wow. So how many can we see?
One, two, three, four. At least four of them, maybe five.
Oh, yeah. And you said we've got Gizmo. Who's Gizmo's a bit of a celebrity.
Yeah, Gizmo, it's a calf. It's very easy to recognise because this calf was unfortunately entangled last year by a fishing line around his dorsal fin. It took us, the Department of Environment Conservation and the Police Marine and the work from all the community, a bit of time to actually be able to disentangle it. But he's recovering very well, even if his fin has been well damaged. It's always very great to see this little boy, actually.
Can you just describe where we are, Delphine? Because this is an amazingly urban, well, suburban, I suppose, site to be spotting big marine mammals like this. So whereabouts are we?
So we are in the freshwater bay, just north of Waterfront. So here it's a marina, and you will very often see those dolphins in this area as well.
What's good about this area for them?
At the moment, they're actually foraging and socializing between the calves. So I guess it's a very good spot for feeding.
So when you spot them, what's the sort of process that you go through to gather your data?
So we basically mark a location to spot them on the map. We also take in photo of their dorsal fin so that we can recognize them individually. And we're looking at their behavior, so that will be resting. In that case, it's foraging slash socializing for the calves. And you also look at, so when you look at the composition, that would be mother and calf, and you try to check out the distance between the mum and the calf, basically.
So you'll take a few photos to keep a log of what their dorsal fins look like, because that's how you identify them, isn't it? You look at the different shapes and notches on their dorsal fin.
Yeah, that's right. So we're looking at the shape of the dorsal fin, but also any niche and notch that have on the fin, which is actually what we're using to identify them.
What sort of challenges do they face living in an environment like this? I mean, it's quite a busy marina around here. We're surrounded by the suburbs. There's a lot of activity, lots of boats, lots of fishing. How challenging is it for these dolphins to live in an environment like this?
Well, you basically say everything. A lot of boats. You also have a lot of fishing. So it's a lot of fishing line, say, in the water, unfortunately. And so the dolphins are in a very high risk to be entangled by a fishing line. So it will just be stuck and start cutting a bit more or even deeper and get infection and just touch the whole health.
What do you hope for if you'll be able to, what information you'll be able to find out that'll help protect these animals by studying in the way that you do?
Well, first of all, trying to look in at which habitat the dolphin area the dolphin are using the most in the river would be a very good things to monitor both recreational and any other activity in a typical area. Secondly, we're trying to, and it's not trying, it's all the time, pass a message to everyone asking to take their rubbish out. This is one of the major issues in an urbanized area. Hard to control, and if no one is doing anything, it will be just been.
So trying to spread the message about people not leaving fishing equipment and rubbish and other things that they might be able to ingest or get tangled up in the water.
That's right.
Dolphin researcher Delphine Chaban speaking with Victoria Gill.